Good morning. This is Commissioner Susan Weefald. The commission is meeting today in the 12th floor of the Capitol building in the commission hearing room. It's March 26, 2008. Looking out our windows, it's an absolutely beautiful day out there today. I'd like to welcome everyone who's listening in to the commission's meeting. With me today are Commissioners Tony Clark and Kevin Kramer. I'll first go to Commissioner Clark for any comments that he would like to make.
Just good morning and welcome.
Commissioner Kramer.
Good morning. Welcome. I move passage of items in the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Going first to items in my portfolio, SW1, I move the commission issue a notice of hearing in Northern State Power Company's electric rate increase application, case number PU07776.
Second.
As you'll recall, on December 7th, 2007, Northern States Power Company filed a notice for change in rates for electric service, and they propose a $20 million or 14% increase in its annual North Dakota electric revenues. And then on January 16th, the North Dakota Public Service Commission issued a notice of public input session and an intervention deadline. The public input session was held on March 14th, 2008, at various locations, and the intervention deadline occurs March 28th of 2008. A hearing is what we're scheduling today. The hearing is scheduled to begin on June 23rd, 2008, at 8 o'clock a.m. Central Time in the Commission Hearing Room in the State Capitol. And the issues that are going to be considered in this matter include, one, what's the value of NSP's property used and useful for the service and convenience of the public in North Dakota? Two, what is NSP's rate of return on its property used and useful for service and convenience of the public in North Dakota? Three, what's just and reasonable rate of return on NSP's property used and useful for the service and convenience of the public in North Dakota? Four, what rates and charges are necessary to provide a just and reasonable rate of return on NSP's property used and useful for the service and convenience of the public in North Dakota? And five, are NSP's proposed rate changes designed in such a manner that they result in a basis of charge to its customers that's just and reasonable without discrimination? And, of course, we can consider other relevant information on proposals concerning the proceeding. Everything seems to be in order, and I recommend approval.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. SW2 is being held over, and that's why we scheduled some have some items on scheduling later in the meeting under administration. Now going to SW3. I move the commission acknowledge the letter of intent, shorten the one-year waiting period for filing an application to one day, and assess a filing fee of $22,750 due upon filing of an application in case number PU08107, Empower LLC's proposed 230 kV electric transmission line in Steele County, North Dakota.
Second.
Well, this is another transmission line that's being proposed to be built in North Dakota, and it has to do with the wind farm that is the commission has also received a letter of intent on and has recognized. This 230 kV transmission line would be 13 miles long and is an integral part of Empower's Laverne wind farm. The project would utilize wood H-frame poles. The length of the line would be approximately 13 miles. It will transport energy from Empower's Laverne wind farm, which is a 150-megawatt project, to a proposed substation to be constructed by Otter Tail Power Company and Minn Kota Power Cooperative. And it would be the line would go, it doesn't have to tell us exactly where it goes, but along the border of Griggs and Steele counties in North Dakota. It's exciting to see all of these projects coming before the commission. The companies are working hard on their projects to put everything together in a timely manner.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. SW4. This is a fuel cost adjustment. The commission doesn't approve these. We just discuss them and announce them to the public. NSP has decreased its electric fuel cost adjustment by 16 cents per kilowatt hour for the month of March 2008. NSP's total average cost of fuel and purchased energy for billing during the month of March will be 2.57 cents per kilowatt hour. And as a result of this change, the electric bill for a typical NSP residential customer consuming 750 kilowatt hours will decrease by $1.21 for bills rendered in the month of March. That ends the items in my portfolio. Going to Commissioner Kramer.
Thank you. KC1, I move the commission conditionally approve revision number 22 to surface coal mining permit number BNCR 9702 held by BNI Coal Limited for the Center Mine to allow additional mining within the existing permit area and update other information and mining reclamation plans in the permit. I further move the approval of the bond stipulation that reduces collateral bond CB 9702120.
Second.
This revision extends the north-south pit sequence further west, and it extends it far enough west that it gets into federal coal. Most of the about half of the new mined area will be is a federal coal area. Thus, the condition refers to the requirement to receive approval by the Secretary of the Interior before mining the federal coal. The issue relating to the bond. The $10,000 bond, bring that to zero, is obviously this new area is covered by the surety and self bond, so there's no longer a need for the small $10,000 bond that covers that portion of the permit area. Everything seems to be in order. Staff has done an excellent job, as always, in preparing the paperwork, and certainly encourage approval.
And the estimate shows that this current bond amount must be increased from around $24 million to around $25 million. So there's going to be an increase in bond, though some of it will be handled through self-bond.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks. KC2, I move the commission issue a notice of filing and notice of opportunity for hearing in Enbridge Pipelines, North Dakota LLC's application to amend existing corridor or route permits to upgrade pump stations, case number PU07791.
Second.
This is... been a much talked about, much written about, and pretty well understood, I think, upgrade to the Enbridge system that is finally to this point. They're basically upgrading 10 pumping stations, adding a 100,000-barrel tank up in Tioga to increase the capacity of the Enbridge system from 110,000 barrels per day to 161,600 barrels per day. That is the actual annual updates or upgrades in capacity. The design capacity brings it up to about 170,000 barrels per day. It's an estimated cost of or investment of just under $120 million. This is called North Dakota Phase 6. Obviously, it seems like we just finished Phase 5, which we did do. It also involves, by the way, some addition of drag reducer agent or DRA to help get this increase in capacity. Obviously, it's very important to Western North Dakota oil producers as well as Eastern Montana oil producers. And I've read each upgrade in detail. As a matter of fact, it's kind of interesting. They're simply adding 2,000 to 3,000 horsepower motors and pumps to the existing pump stations, all in their existing infrastructure. And then, of course, all the other monitoring and management infrastructure that's required to run 3,000 horsepower pumps. It's a total 11 stations in 8 North Dakota counties. Everything seems to be in order.
Yes, and I took a look at this because although they're making a very large investment again, as Kevin has gone over, this around $120 million, I'm very much in agreement with that this is a notice of opportunity for hearing in this matter because, with the exception of a very small parcel of land at the Beaver Lodge Station, all construction will take place on land already owned by Enbridge within the station boundaries. Yeah. And so, therefore, I think it is very appropriate to just do a notice of opportunity.
And although a good share of the, at one point, a good share of this system was put in prior to siting laws, we've done some siting upgrades previously to it so that most of it now has been sited in one form or another. So it's had a pretty thorough review. I suspect we'll still have the company come in for an informal and get updates and upgrades and all that. But I should maybe state for the record, and I know it will be in the record, that the comment period that with the notice is up until May 6th of 2008. People have the opportunity to comment in writing and request a hearing.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 And then the commodity cost of natural gas has gone up. So we have a few cost of gas increases to simply announce, not act on. Great Plains is increasing its cost of gas charged by 89.52 cents per MCF for March. The cost of gas in the bill will be about 1068 higher than last month, and we'll go from 1068 to 1158 per MCF compared to last month. That would be a lot, although in the last couple of years it wouldn't seem impossible. For a typical residential customer in March, the bill will be about $11.19 higher than last month for gas, and $27.56 higher than last year.
Definitely people use less gas.
Thank goodness, yeah. And this is a typical situation, of course, at the end of the winter. NSP is increasing its cost of gas by $1.11 per decatherm compared to last month. Again, this is for March. It's changing the residential customer cost of gas from $8.62 to $9.73 per decatherm, affecting a typical March bill by $12.38 higher than last month and about $9.01 higher than March of last year. And MDU is increasing its cost of gas charge by 83 cents per decatherm compared to last month. This is for April. Everybody has a little different cycle. The gas charge will change from $8.02.7 per decatherm to $8.85.7 per decatherm. The cost of gas in the bill will be about $6.64 higher than last month or March, and $13.71 higher than April of 2007. Again, all of these increases due to the increase in commodity cost of gas. A cold February certainly contributed to that, although the good news is that rolling average storage continues to be 5% or better higher than
basically, MDU says that in their notes about this, with the increase shown also for April, that they see it driven mainly by the high crude oil prices, even though, because we're above what we usually have in storage, and we're at the end of the winter in April. And so that shouldn't be the situation, but it's all these other factors as well.
Oh, yeah, no, just the commodity prices in general drive commodity prices, especially competing fuels, although natural gas doesn't compete quite as much with oil as say, propane, but it does to some degree, so it has an impact. That ends the items in my portfolio.
Okay, Commissioner Clark.
Thank you. TC1, I move the commission acknowledge its response to NuStar numbering pooling services that Verizon Wireless North Dakota has activated number blocks assigned in the Bismarck, North Dakota 425 and the Fargo, North Dakota 429 calling prefixes, case number PU05492.
Second.
NuStar is the North American Numbering Plan Administrator. And, excuse me, if they have an indication that a certain prefix on a phone number, block of phone numbers, hasn't been activated, they'll ask the State Commission for its wishes in that regard, if it should be reclaimed or returned to NuStar so that it could be held in reserve as a numbering resource. In this case, they had sent that request to us with these two prefixes, 425 and 429. We did receive word from Verizon that they do plan to use them and are activating them in the Bismarck and Fargo exchanges. And so this just acknowledges our staff response to NuStar to continue to allow Verizon to have those prefixes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That ends the items in my portfolio.
The commission does not have an informal hearing this afternoon. We, however, at 2 o'clock p.m., we're meeting with Sandy Tabor to review the Lieberman-Warner bill. And that meeting, of course, like all meetings of the commission, will be open to the public. Okay.
Is there a WSI meeting going on or something?
It's either that or higher ed.
The
only two that preempt us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, generally, we have time for questions now. At this point, I think it looks like we don't have any of the people in the room who would be asking questions, but if there's any question from anyone who's present, we'll take that at this time. Here's your chance, Dean. Okay. Seeing no questions, then we will adjourn the meeting until 10:25 and come back at that time after we've signed for our admin portion of the meeting. Thank you.